The Pinder Report, brought to you by Motorworks. Don't trust your BMW to just anyone. Motorworks has the latest BMW tools and software for diagnostics and repairs without dealer's prices. On 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast.
Ramping up, boys.
Man, this hockey tournament, there's only three teams left. There might only be two after tonight. And that wasn't even the big news in Calgary yesterday, because we have Flames news. He scored himself a head coach. Jeff Ward scored himself a dropping of the interim tag. That's right. He'll be the 18th Calgary Flames coach in history, the 20th Flames coach in franchise history. My math suggesting there was two in Atlanta prior to Calgary Flames coaches. Here's the general manager, Brad Treliving, on Jeff Ward.
The agreement I made with Jeff when he took over is that I'm going to support him and the staff through the regular season and to the end of the season. We didn't foresee the pause coming on, but I wanted him to not be worried about anything other than preparing the team each day for us to have success. We both agreed at that point we would sit down at the end of the season, once the playoffs were done, once our season was done, and evaluate where we were. So that evaluation is just not only what's been done, but ways that we can get better individually, ways that we can get better collectively. And I think the most important thing is making sure there's a connectivity, you know, right up and down the organization.
So there it is. No surprise. We talked about it. This was the most likely outcome from the get-go, and it's a feather in the cap of Jeff Ward, who finished the season, the regular season, albeit one that came to an end a little earlier than they saw, a 607 points percentage. That would have been the best in the Pacific Division, better than Vegas, better than the stinking Oilers, better than the Canucks, who all did finish ahead in the standings due to the rough start under Peters before his actions of a decade ago got him into seriously hot water. Communication seems to be one of the expertise of Jeff Ward, and we saw a much more open policy and collaborative process with the players on what they wanted to see. Interestingly, news this morning may have been related, may not have been. Peter Laviolette hired by the Washington Capitals. According to The Athletic's Pierre LeBrun, there was 1 year left on his deal with Nashville at $2.5 million. Washington will eat the entirety of that, plus top him up to $4 million a year for the duration of the contract. So is there contraction in coaching salaries in the pandemic? I don't know. Four sounds about the number that we would have expected Laviolette to get prior. Guys, just a thought on two coaches off the market. The interim tag lost for Ward, and Laviolette now going to work with Ovi and trying to go get set up some more swimming in the fountains there.
Yeah, I mean, for me, none of it's surprising. Like you say, as soon as you heard Laviolette to Washington, it just made sense. They're a team that has just won recently and wants to get back. It's a win-now spot. It's a good spot for him. And for Jeff Ward, he spent 12 years as an assistant coach. If you believe he can make your team better, if you think that the reason that you lost in round one wasn't coaching, and I don't know that it was. Obviously, the question about the goaltending, that was a really tough spot. I mean, I think that was a big learning experience for a lot of people. No one more than Jeff Ward.
The other thing, I don't know that he was getting enough saves on that night no matter what.
Exactly.
It's just at that
right?
point of the game, it felt helpless.
It's just
it?
That was him in a high-pressure moment. And as a coach, I don't think he handled it as well as he would have liked to in hindsight, even though he said he'd have done it again. But outside of that, I don't think there were any complaints about the coaching. Down the stretch, post whatever you want to call it, shutdown, I think people were happy with him. And remember, we had a long and hard discussion over who was going to start in net. He's the one that made the call on Talbot, and it was absolutely the right call. I think he's made a lot of good decisions. I just hope that it doesn't end up being another one of those things where the coach takes the bullet, if you will, for a team that's got some flaws in its makeup.
And, of course, some other big achievements for him this year. Rhett, he brought Milan Lucic back to life after the power forward even mulled over retirement early in the year under Bill Peters not having a role. That's this is a guy that is going to find a role for his players. I mean, you even saw that with Sam Bennett in the playoffs. How many years has it been since Bennett had a defined role? He knew exactly what his job was in the postseason this year.
Once he took over, I mean, they had a pretty good record, right?
They won seven in a row as soon as he took over. And if I'm not mistaken, wasn't it 25, 15, and 3?
That's not
he also nothing wrong with had that. Elias Lindholm at center ice more than one game indoors. That was for all Bill Peters talked about. Elias Lindholm's going to be a center moving forward. They did it once indoors, once in Regina and once in Carolina, and then that's all he wanted to see, whereas that was an extended look from Ward. Open-minded guy.
Yes, that's a good way of saying it, Ryan. I think he looks at it with an open mind and is not afraid to make the odd change here and there and move guys around. So, yeah, go for it, man. Let's see what happens. I mean, and obviously it's a good thing. Tree knows him, and you said it earlier, and Berkey said it, and everyone says it. GM coach got to work together. So
yeah. They've
obviously got a good relationship, and I think everybody likes him. So time will tell.
All right, we shall see how things unfold as all of a sudden they're less than a month, 3 weeks away from the NHL draft and free agency. Things are coming up real quick here in their offseason. We'll see how much change there is. Ward and Treliving clearly have been talking about what this team's going to look like next year. Different, similar, we'll find out. Let's get to the actual action on the ice yesterday. Game 5, Stars could advance with a win over the Vegas Golden Knights, but you know Vegas would find a way to be better. They've just been stymied by Hudobin, but they get the start they needed early last night.
Here comes Chandler Stephenson right in, and he's gone!
Former Capitals third of the postseason gets Vegas the lead they needed. That was all the scoring we saw until the third period. So they got another early.
Come the Golden Knights. Riley Smith with a shot. He scores! It's first in 11 games, and it comes at the absolute right time.
Big goal for the Knights. Stars are in trouble, right? Well, hang on. I seem to recall them rallying back from a big hole in a big game earlier this playoffs. Ah, yes.
Lead the Stars 3-0. Perry dropping. Heiskanen shoots and scores. Kurianov shoots and they score. And they score. Jamie Oleksiak. Bouncing puck. They score. Radek Foxa. Pavelski scores. Kurianov quickly across center. Scores. Kurianov shoots and scores. Dennis Kurianov scores his fourth goal of game 6. That will do it.
Yeah, that's labeled Flames Montage of Pain if you're looking for it in the folder.
That was hurtful.
Thanks for that, Ryan. That was really great.
I didn't think there was any need of it.
Really appreciated that.
Bottom line, Dallas had the Golden Knights exactly where they wanted them. Look out!
Pass off bodies, off Stastny, now off Ben. He turns, he scores! Jamie Benn does it again! Klingberg thinks about it. Wrist shot, tip just wide, off the pad. They score! And getting to it was Joel Kiviranta.
Yeah, that last one coming on a power play with less than 4 minutes remaining. It was indicative of the series and the bounces that the Stars have been getting. It bounces off a body and falls right to the stick of Kiviranta, who's at the side of the net. And, boy, he's come up with some big goals over the course of this postseason. Off to overtime we go, and look out, a power play for the Stars after Zach Whitecloud chips it out over the glass. Not good.
Wound out by Hintz for Klingberg. One-timer. Scores! Dennis Kurianov wins it in overtime. The Dallas Stars are on their way to the Stanley Cup Final.
Heartbreak for Leonard, for DeBoer, for the Vegas Golden Knights. Imagine the pain that fan base has been through all 3 years in the playoffs, and they don't even have a cup yet. What a tortured franchise.
Yeah. Tough
to sell tickets there.
And you know who I'm coming, you know who I'm turning around on, guys, that I think I might be in love? Have a little listen to the Stars locker room. They have this massive chain with a Stars logo. It's like an actual huge chain, and they give it to the player of the game. Who was going to get that chain last night after the win?
Of a series, of a game, big goals from Shabby, Kiwi, Denny, suck on those, but I gotta give it to the f***ing Russian machine.
We're not going home!
They're not going home! That's Anton Hudobin! Somebody call Treliving. Let's
We're
get this
not
guy.
Going home.
He's you are in love.
Maybe he loves the bubble.
It's been a slow burn here, but you've got a new apple of your eye.
Well, I saw him hammering meat and drinking beer in what looked like a sauna. That photo was circulating yesterday, and now that we're not going home. Edmonton must be a huge upgrade on Kazakhstan. They aren't going anywhere.
Yeah, there's some good photos now coming out of the woodwork, which happens.
What a beauty.
Shirtless, eating meat. I mean, how don't you love this guy? Yeah,
exactly.
Trilivan, get on the blower. Let's
He's
go.
One of us. Hudobin, who knew?
He is one of us. Yes.
He is. Tonight, the Stars can be joined by Tampa Bay. They lead the Islanders 3-1. We've got Game 5, 6 o'clock on your radio. Bolts scored 12 seconds apart, if you recall, in Game 4. They turned a 1-0 deficit into a 2-1 lead. It was Point, Kucherov, and Palat all picking up a goal and assist. That top line's been real good for Tampa. As Boom mentioned, Stamkos skating, but still not with the team. He's been ruled out for this series, but who knows? Maybe there is a chance he could go in the Stanley Cup final. Let's go to, we've got a little NFL last night. Doubleheader on Monday Night Football. That's how you start Monday in the NFL season.
Dun, 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 dun.
Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers beat the Titans 26-16. Juju Smith-Schuster had a night. Juju!
On third and four. Fires to the end zone. It's caught for a touchdown by Smith-Schuster.
Yes, 2 on the night, 26-10. James Conner suffered an ankle injury, boys. Good thing you didn't draft James Conner 5th overall. But Benny Snell Jr. ran hard, 113 yards on 19 carries. Get your Benny Snell Jr. waiver claims ready. An Abbotsford kid and Notre Dame product, Chase Claypool, had 2 catches for 39 yards in his NFL debut. They're calling him Mapletron.
Get out of here.
Canadian. Yeah, Mapletron.
I get it, yeah.
Yeah. I guess it was reported that he was lobbying for Air Canada, but Juju Smith-Schuster in an interview said, that's Vince Carter, stop it. So, all right, cool. Mapletron it is. Titans-Broncos is the late game. If you like missed kicks, have we got a game for you. Steven Gostkowski, oh my goodness, misses his first 3 field goal attempts.
Oh my God!
Yeah, not good at all. Also missed an extra point. Oh.
Not great, Bob.
He came into the fifth most accurate kicker in the history of the game. And absolutely miserable. That let Denver stay in this game late. Titans needed a drive to win in the final moments. They marched the field, couldn't get it into the house. Who is it lining up a game-winning field goal attempt with 17 seconds left? Steven Gostkowski from Goat Horns to Hero's Cape.
You figure. Yeah.
Yeah. They won't remember those 3 missed. Well, they might still.
You want to hear how it sounded?
They'll remember the game winner. Yeah,
on Titans,
yeah.
Radio? They had,
yes, please.
I'm sure they had a lot of faith.
Sweating buckets.
Yeah.
He's missed from 47. He's had one block from 44. He's missed from 42. He's missed an extra point. Snap. Set. Kick. Good!
Yeah, saw it coming. Never a doubt.
Well, you know what? That's good context. I don't know that anyone's ever been that excited about a chip shot of a field goal or nervous at the same time. Derrick Henry, 31 carries for 116 yards. Melvin Gordon got a bunch of work after Philip Lindsay left the game with a foot issue and didn't
Logan
return.
Gordon?
Apparently turf toe. Lindsay's in trouble. Touchdown for Melvin Gordon as well in the loss. To the majors we go. Yeah, huge 3-game set for the Yankees and Jays in the Bronx today. Well, kind of. Both teams near locks to advance to the postseason in the expanded playoff format, but they're still seeding, and of course, this great AL East rivalry. Jays took 2 of 3 from the Yanks last week, and they'll play again next week, a 4-game set in Buffalo. But right now, it's the Yankees and the Bluebirds in the Bronx. Yankees just swept the Orioles in a 4-game set, and the Jays just took 2 of 3 from the Mets. Yankees getting a little healthier, Dino. Gio Urshela, former Duster turned All-Star third baseman's back for the Pinstripes.
Nice watching Aaron Judge running around the bases. It's like, what? Are you not an athlete? Like, this is, you can't.
He's a 2-outcome player. It's a home run or a strikeout, isn't it?
Figure it out.
Bluebirds open the series a half game up on the Pinstripes. Second in the AL East. 3.5 back of the Rays for top spot in the division. Toronto 6 games over .500. The Yankees 5.
Who's the pitchers in this game?
Good question, George. Taiwan Walker goes for the visitors. Davey Garcia for the Yankees, who will also turn to Cole and Tanaka in games 2 and 3. 5:05 first pitch to tonight on Sportsnet 1. To the NBA? To the NBA. Oh, yes. Oh, 2 games in the association. A tone setter in the East and a win or go home in the game 7 in the West. 4:30 Miami Boston open the East final. Both team knocked off heavily favored clubs in round two. Heat made those dead deers possible. They beat the Bucks. Celtics beat the Raptors in Game 7 last Friday. We recall that one. Game 7 between the Nuggets and Clippers in the West will go at 7 o'clock tonight. The winners get the Lakers in the West Final. We could see a battle of L.A. with a ticket to the finals on the line. Clippers-Lakers would be something. And how awesome is this NBA Jam music?
It's
Tournament Edition.
It's
Sega
really
Genesis.
Something, yeah.
I'm not,
you want to say some basketball words here?
Not feeling it.
He's on fire!
Boom shakalaka.
From downtown!
It's
jams it in!
Happening!
Count it!
Hoops. Hoops and harms.
That's right.
Hardwoods.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the two games in the NBA tonight. And final note for you, got some soccer today.
Boom shakalaka!
Yeah.
That's the wrong clip for soccer.
Open wide for some soccer!
Cavalry and Forge will go head-to-head. This rivalry's been unbelievable. It feels like they've been hitting each other for a decade. This league's only a year and a half old. Win and you're into the final, boys. It's simple. Lose, you don't go to the final. Tie and, well, it gets complicated with the math. So we'll wish top of the table Tommy best of luck against Forge out in PEI today. That's enough.
The Pinder Report, brought to you by MotorWorks. Don't trust your BMW to just anyone. MotorWorks has the latest BMW tools and software for diagnostics and repairs without dealers' prices. On 51st Ave, 3rd Street Southeast.
See ya!